So when we're putting them on the children, I think those are some basic tips that everyone can remember and apply. But they shouldn't necessarily be putting them just directly, even if it's on the feet and away from the face, undiluted onto the kids, right? So they should be diluting. And how much do you recommend?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, the dilution is very reasonable and it's appropriate, especially when it comes to children. It doesn't preclude somebody from occasionally using a neat application, especially on older children, but that's really going to be reserved for specific circumstances and specific situations. The amount of dilution largely depends on the age and the weight of the child. So infants that are under 12 months and are up to about 22 pounds, then they don't require a lot of essential oils to get benefits. They just respond very well to small amounts of essential oils. And so you would start with dilutions in the range of like 0.3% and up to 1%. And so it's really just minute amounts of essential oils diluted in carrier oil that you're applying to the child. For example, that's about a drop of essential oil in 2 to 3 teaspoons of carrier oil. When you get children who are a little bit older, they're age 1 to 5, and then they're going to use a dilution ratio a little bit higher, somewhere around 1.5 to 3.3% as an average or a general application guide. So that's somewhere around 2 to 4 drops of essential oil in 1 teaspoon of carrier oil. Then we have the next demographic, which we're going to have children 6 to 11 years old. They will normally use from 1.5 to 5% dilution ranges, and that's somewhere between 2 and 7 drops of essential oil per teaspoon of carrier oil. Adolescents and teenagers that are becoming more adult size and weight, then they can use them anywhere from about 1.5% to 20% dilution for certain conditions, or somewhere between 2 and 30 drops of essential oil per teaspoon of carrier oil. So these are pretty typical dilutions, and these are just guidelines. Obviously, you want to adapt it to your specific conditions, the health of the child. And we want to avoid sensitization. So that's why I would say you wouldn't want to use the essential oils regularly as a neat application. One additional caution is if a child has any, if they have sensitive skin or they have known allergies, whether those are food or seasonal or environmental allergies, or they have a chronic skin condition, or an autoimmune condition or autoinflammatory condition, it's best to modify those dilution ratios that we just mentioned from teaspoons to tablespoons. This is because these children will be more prone to skin reactions during a topical application of essential oils. For example, if you would normally use 2 drops of essential oil per teaspoon of carrier oil, then for these sensitive children, you're going to use 2 drops of essential oil in a tablespoon of carrier oil instead. And this just reduces the risk and the likelihood that those sensitive children might have a reaction on their skin from a topical application.
Good advice, and really good caveats with the times that we need to, you know, use some common sense and adjust everything. So we've got the application site, we've got the dilution. The third part of the dosing kind of paradigm would be the frequency. So how often should we apply those to children?
Yeah, we have to keep in mind that essential oils are highly volatile substances, and meaning they're going to evaporate or absorb very quickly. The chemical makeup of the oil determines really how volatile it is. And essential oils with heavier molecules will be less volatile, whereas the essential oils with lighter molecules will evaporate much more rapidly. The greater the volatility of the essential oil, the more frequently you may need to apply them. Applying frequently helps to maintain those therapeutic benefits because you're having them evaporate. You need to reapply to keep the benefits going. For example, citrus essential oils like lemon or an orange essential oil are very volatile and will evaporate quickly, whereas frankincense, vetiver, sandalwood, things like that will evaporate more slowly. So in general, I say for an acute condition, then you're going to want to apply about 3 to 6 applications per day. If the condition is more of a chronic or long term, then you're going to have 2 to 3 times per day is more typical for your application.
Perfect. And can I get you to expound a little bit on the differences between acute and chronic conditions, just in case any of our listeners are unfamiliar with that?
Sure. So acute would be something that we're experiencing. For example, you would say a cold would be an acute condition, or a flu. Maybe it was an injury. The child was playing sports and injured an ankle, and so that's an acute injury. Whereas something long-term or chronic would be considered something that they're experiencing for an extended period of time. For example, maybe they've had seasonal allergies, and so that's been a chronic condition, or juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or something that is going to be a long-term condition that the child has been dealing with for a longer period of time, rather than these shorter things that tend to only last a few days to maybe a couple of weeks.
Perfect. So we can get away with the more frequent applications because the overall duration is shorter with the
right.
acute conditions.